Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Yes, we are walking on sunshine on Monday morning. And guess who's bringing sunshine into the studio this morning? We've got Bruce Cummins with NAS Pensacola, and Debbie is here as well. Good morning, y'all. Welcome.
Great to be here. Your song always cracks me up in the morning because it seems like every time we come in here, it's an absolutely gorgeous day.
Oh my gosh, look at it. And we're going to be walking on some serious sunshine today because I think it's going to get up to 100 or something like that.
Oh, yeah, it's
supposed to be a record-breaking day.
Okay, every day's a record-breaking day.
True. That's what they keep saying.
So we got to do it. Bruce Cummins here, Naval Air Station Pensacola Public Affairs Officer with me, Debbie Brockway, the NAS Pensacola MWR Director. Now, she gets to do all the fun stuff, that happens on the installation.
Okay, that sounds like so I've got lots of questions for you, Debbie. I'm guessing you don't do a lot. You just kind of lay out in the sun. We were talking about tanning earlier. That's the basis of your job. Occasionally, you have to do something.
Occasionally.
How many people do you help and oversee?
Oh, we have about 600 and some employees. We have about 600 children in childcare any given day. About 5,000-6,000 patrons a day coming through our facilities. So
my point, exactly.
There's always someone to visit with.
That's exactly right. That's what I'm thinking.
She's got a massive job. And on top of that, she's got one of the single largest events in Northwest Florida, and that's the NAS Pensacola Blue Angels Homecoming Air Show.
Woohoo!
Now, not to be confused, because there was one that just happened.
Mm-hmm.
All right, an air
show. Pensacola Beach Show.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I keep forgetting about that one. You know, we got the most important one here on the installation, you know?
Okay.
But we are headlong in planning and getting that ready to go and making sure that, you know, the community that loves us so much, then we can do something equally as fun for them. You know, it should be a lot of fun.
Okay. So, I mean, we're almost in August, which is this Friday. Mm-hmm. So my understanding is that there might be something we want to do this Friday to get ready for the show, which is when?
The air show, November 7th and 8th,
okay,
is the NAS Pensacola Blue Angels Homecoming Air Show. But this Friday, August 1st,
tickets go on sale.
Yes.
For reserve seating.
All right.
Now, the air show is free to everyone, but if you want to make sure that you get a little bit better of a seat, maybe some creature comforts that can go along, because it's unpredictable. It could be 100 degrees,
right,
or it could be 40.
we have no idea. Typically, we've had nice weather.
Yeah, and it usually holds.
November usually holds pretty good.
So, but anyway, tickets for that go on sale. Ms. Debbie's got some information on that.
Okay.
Right. So if you just want to make sure you have a seat, you don't want to drag your folding chair with you, we have seating available, box seating, which is $50 a seat. You buy them online. You'll have your seat reserved for you. There'll be water and stuff available for purchase in that local area. There's shade available in that area if you want to go in. Now, if you want to have a little more enhanced experience, we have our Flightline Chalet. Tickets are $150 a person in there. They're tables of 2 and 4. But with that, you get free non-alcoholic beverages all day. You get a a catered lunch provided to you for the day. You get private portalettes, air-conditioned portalettes, which is important if it's a hot day for us.
Wait, what?
Right.
They have air-conditioned portalettes?
They do have air-conditioned portalettes. So you get access to those. So it's just, you know, if you want to go out, really enjoy the show and not have to worry about all the mechanics of standing in food lines and everything else, that is definitely the way to go.
I love the name. You said Flightline Chalet.
Flightline Chalet.
You're gonna have to do your hand up in the air and do the whole.
Well, this is pinkies
with
out
the pinky.
Only.
Yes, okay. Yes, yes. Perfect.
No,
Flightline Chalet. That's very cool. It's a very VIP. Yeah. That'd be the way to go. Just one time, do it right.
Oh well, yeah. You know, individuals that have done it in the past, a lot of repeat customers. I'm assuming on that. You know, they seem to enjoy having some of those things available to them. Again, this Friday, August 1st, on sale, check out NASPensacolaAirShow.org.
Right.
And the NAS Pensacola social media sites. We're going to have the information available for you to get to that online so you can make sure that you order those. Historically, they sell out, so you might jump on that. We'll have more information this week as you know, we get ready to put those tickets on sale and we get ready to celebrate this air show. This is going to be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it.
Now, the team that will be flying for that show, is that the current team, or will that be the folks that were introduced over the last show?
Going to be the current team.
Okay.
Those are the individuals that are going to be flying. We got
their last show?
Their last show.
Okay.
That's the homecoming air show.
Yeah.
So, they spend all year getting ready to make sure that, their formations are tight and that they're, bringing it for mm-hmm. all the thousands and millions of people around the world. We can say the world that get the opportunity to see this. And this is the last show of the air show season. So
wow. It's
usually really special for them mm-hmm. as well as for this community. Pensacola's got such an outstanding relationship with the installation, with Naval Air Station Pensacola. It goes back years and years. And we're honored to be able to put something like this together for the community. Make sure that they come out and have a safe, enjoyable time.
Do you know what year it started? Do you have any idea?
The air show, I cannot remember exactly what year that was.
I was just curious. I don't know.
But there is something really neat. This year, we're celebrating 199 years of military presence here in Pensacola.
Wow.
U.S. military presence in Pensacola.
Wow.
That started with Naval Shipyard Pensacola.
Right.
Almost 200 years ago. So
next year,
we're going to have a big celebration.
200 years of the military presence here in Pensacola, Naval Shipyard Pensacola into Naval Air Station Pensacola.
Oh, that's so right. exciting. Wow.
But this year at the air show, we've always got a theme. Last year, we were celebrating the 55th anniversary of the lunar landing. All right. And that went over awesome. We had such a great time. This year, we're going to be celebrating 250 years of Navy and Marine Corps.
Wow.
All right. So the U.S. Navy formed October 13th, Marines November 10th. And what better way? Because Marine Corps aviation assets as well as U.S. Navy aviation assets are integral to the prosperity that we enjoy today. And what better way to honor them? 250 years.
Well, this is exciting. We're going to have a lot of celebrations coming up.
Indeed. It's going to be a busy couple of years.
If you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and we are talking to our friends from NAS Pensacola, Bruce and Debbie, telling us all about the upcoming air show, the homecoming show in November. So if you have questions about NAS Pensacola, about MWR, because we have our expert here about that this morning, or anything that has to do with NAS Pensacola, text it in at 850-437-1620. So tell me what your favorite thing is, Bruce, about the air show.
Well, okay, we're still on, right?
No, yes.
No.
We're live. So,
since we work out there on the base.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Do you sort of get immune to it all? Or
we see
is there something?
We see, the practices all the time.
Right.
And for me personally, I remember standing out there on the airfield last year, and it's a Herculean effort to put this air show together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is an all hands on deck thing for MWR, for our Naval Security Forces, for the army of volunteers that we've got coming through. But I'm standing out there and I'm like, okay, we're seeing this. And I'm looking around and I see some kids, and I'm 100% convinced that this was the first time they'd ever seen anything quite like that, because they're just
awestruck,
yeah,
right?
It is. Right. So my favorite part of the air show is knowing that that can inspire the next generation of Navy and Marine Corps aviators
mm-hmm.
or individuals that might be interested in pursuing a military career
sure.
or serving their country in some way, shape, or form. And knowing that that can be a catalyst for them actually achieving that, that's a really good feeling.
You never know what it is, what that moment's going to be that could change somebody's life.
Oh, yeah. This,
and there's
choices. So many naval aviators that I've talked to, that's how it started for them.
Wow.
Back in the day in New Jersey or wherever.
Right.
They saw an air show and they were like, oh, wow.
I want to do that. That's great. Well, what about you, Debbie? When you watch the air show, what happens for you?
I think same thing with Bruce, just people's reaction to the air show. I mean, we see the Blues practice twice a week all through the summer. So, but just watching people's reaction and the awe, and not just the kids, the veterans.
Mm-hmm.
We had a 90-year-old lady celebrating her birthday at the air show last year who had done a media ride with the Blue Angels back in the 60s.
Oh, my God.
It was awesome. I forgot
people,
about that.
Wow. Right. People coming out and seeing them. And, we don't want to say we take it for granted, but mm-hmm. we get used to seeing them and hearing them. And they're
sure.
just, they inspire people. And all the other aerobatic acts
it's
that are out there.
It's Monday. It's
it is
okay.
Monday, early too, that come out there and perform for the show. And it's great, inspiring people and letting people relive the days Their glory days,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, for sure. Well, we're excited about that. And again, tickets go on sale this Friday, August 1st. So we do have an expert here on MWR. So first of all, there might be someone listening that has no idea what that means. Men, women, and rogues, or, you know, what is MWR?
MWR is Morale, Welfare, and Recreation. So we like to say we're a cradle-to-grave operation. So we cover everything from child and youth programs to fitness centers, gyms, bowling alleys, community recreation. So we have children in our child care as young as 6 weeks, and we have veterans utilizing our RV parks and recreation services, you know, well up into their 90s.
Oh, my goodness.
So we run the full spectrum. We have a big footprint on the base. We're a big organization. We've got a team of dedicated professionals that love what they do, love what giving back to the community, giving back to our military community, not only our active duty, but our veterans and retirees. So it's just a great organization to be a part of, and never a shortage of anything to do.
I wouldn't think so. Not with that category.
They are pretty busy.
I would imagine so. So when you talk about morale, tell me a little bit about that. How do you keep your finger on the pulse of the morale? Because I'm guessing as broad a scope of people with the families and the vets, and you also have the current active military, how do you manage all that? How do you keep morale up?
Well, that's where we have our team of dedicated professionals that come in. You know, we have our Liberty staff who do the single sailor programs. You know, they're right down there by the barracks. They're tied into the students. They're taking suggestions and feedback from their customers all the time.
Oh, that's
good
to know.
On stuff they would like to go do. What do you want to go do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a little past 18 to 25 year old age range, a couple of years. So, you know, I might not be as tied into things that are new and current to them.
Sure.
And, you know, even the bowling alley, something as simple as that. You know, everything, technology, programs are continuing to change, grow, and evolve.
Keeping up with all of that has got to be something.
Right, and RV parks, that would be something you think there's a parking spot, but the new stuff that's going into RVs and where they're going with the commercial side of it, making sure we're staying on top of those programs and moving forward with them.
Okay, that sounds like a big job to me. Sounds like
enormous.
A lot to take care of.
Enormous. You know, I've been around the military for longer than that 18 to 25 thing we were talking about.
Me too.
Well past that. But I've been around the Department of Defense.
That's where you do
Defense.
The...
Right.
For 35 years, give or take, somewhere around in there. And the MWR footprint here at Naval Air Station Pensacola is just unparalleled. The things that they offer to the single service members, as well as, you know, the individuals with families and, you know, teenage children.
They would each have their own challenges. Families, of course, with the kids, that's a whole nother thing. But the single folks, that's got to be tough, too, if you're away from your families. Maybe you're here and your family's in the state of Washington or something.
A lot of times, some of the population there, they're graduating 60,000 students. Annually.
Wow.
And a lot of those is that 18 to 25 demographic. This is their first time away from home. So keeping them actively engaged with something fun and constructive to do, that can be a challenge. But the MWR team here at Pensacola rises up to meet that challenge unlike any place I've ever seen. I really do believe that. As a one-time patron, love that. Back in the day, I'll be like, this is the place to do it. This is a lot of fun, a lot of outdoor activities. You know, trips down to New Orleans to go to football games.
Oh, really?
Know, see the Saints. Uh-huh.
Oh, you
all
do that?
Kinds
oh, that's
of stuff
really
that they're
cool.
involved in that makes it good. But one of the culminating events of the year is the air show. You start working on this.
In January.
I know they're already working. I know at the beach they're already working on next year. So they've already put the dates out there and they're working on it. So people don't realize, I think, the logistics that are involved, the details of bringing it all together. It's massive. And keeping safety in mind and security as a whole new element now that's even harder.
So our Naval Air Station Pensacola and Navy Security Forces is top notch. And they're committed, as is the base, you know, to making sure that the individuals that come there, and last year we had more than 310,000 people over the 2-day span, which they're coming down, you know, to make sure that they can see this, you know, sometimes for some people once in a lifetime event. But our security forces and the thousands of the volunteers that we've got, they're committed to making sure that you have a safe and enjoyable time. You know, Debbie's MWR staff is truly phenomenal, and the hours that they put in to make sure that this goes off for everybody just can't can't even thank them enough and stress enough how much involvement they have mm-hmm. as this goes on, not just those 2 days, but throughout the year to get ready for it. There's
Absolutely.
Just a lot of effort that goes into it. And that all starts coming, you know, from a public facing perspective on this Friday when those tickets go on sale.
And so, tell us again where you can go to get the tickets.
Navy.
NASPensacolaAirshow.org.
Okay.
That's NASPensacolaAirshow.org. Okay. And we're also going to share those out on the NAS Pensacola social media networks, NASPcola on Facebook, and some of the other ones. Just do a quick search on that. I did want to mention, though, there's a lot of sites, particularly when we start going up to the air show, coming up to the air show time, that there's a lot of websites and social media pages that aren't really the official source of information. Mm-hmm. You know, there's some spam bots out there, as well as some other ones that try to direct individuals to a certain, you know, product or,
right.
you know, their particular page or something. The only, you know, sources for information on that are going to come out of the NAS Pensacola social media pages, mm-hmm. as well as NASPensacolaAirshow.org.
Okay, and that's where those probably the best one to remember, easiest one to remember.
Yes, ma'am.
NASPensacolaAirshow.org.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the official website for the event.
Okay, so right now it's summertime, we're wrapping it up, the kids are getting back from vacation and camps and things like that, and one of the things they could do is head out to the base to take advantage of the Air Museum, the National Aviation Museum. So what are some of the things that have changed as far as getting on base and not getting out? Can you talk about the best way to get out there? Because we'll probably need that information for the air show, too.
Well, you know, for the air show, that both gates are open. You mm-hmm. know, we've historically worked that. That's going to be something that we go, but for an ordinary visit to Naval Air Station Pensacola, that's going to be through the west gate at the south end of Blue Angel Parkway. Now, that visitor gate's only open from 9 until 3. Showing up earlier, they're going
to
turn you around.
Okay.
I mean, that's 9 to 3. Because despite the fact that we've got two of the largest draws for tourism in Northwest Florida, that being the National Naval Aviation Museum, as well as Blue Angels Practices,
mm-hmm.
It's still an operational military installation. So we've got to maintain some, you know, rules and regulations on who can access the facility. So you're going to need a real ID,
mm-hmm.
and unless you're a Department of Defense ID card holder, you got to go through the West Gate. That's at the south end of Blue Angel Parkway in Pensacola. So 9 a.m., real ID, West Gate,
okay.
south end of Blue Angel Parkway.
Okay, that's good to know. Because, you know, some folks might be avoiding the heat right now.
Oh, indeed. Yeah.
So that's a great thing to do.
Yeah. So just bear in mind that check the National Naval Aviation Museum website for a schedule of the days that those blue and yellow jets are going to be doing their practices. And plan accordingly. I know school's getting ready to start back up, and it's mm-hmm. been a great summer. And we've had tons of people come onto the installation to watch that, as well as visit the museum and the Pensacola Lighthouse. That's always a unique perspective
Correct.
On the base, yep. if you will.
Now, are they still going to be having the practices leading up into November?
Yeah, they should be, yeah.
Tuesday, That's, Wednesday, is that usually the typical day?
Generally speaking, check the National Naval Aviation Museum's website for the official Right. words on what days and times they're going to be flying. So.
Okay. All right. Well, we've got about 5 minutes left. What else would you like to talk about? Anything we haven't mentioned this morning that's on your list?
There's always something unique that we've started this last year.
Last year.
You know, the day before the air shows. Okay. So November 7th and 8th is the Naval Air Station Pensacola Blue Angels Homecoming Air Show. November 6th this year is going to be what we're going to call STEM Day.
Oh.
So this is a unique thing.
Okay.
All right. And, you know, other places are doing this. But, you know, why not use this as an opportunity to involve the community and some of our educational institutions and coming on to base and seeing some stuff. So Ms. Brockway and her team have been putting together all kinds of fun activities for invited high schools, area high schools, and other educational institutions to come on board. The base isn't open that day.
Okay.
To regular DOD. You got to be in uniform,
mm-hmm.
DOD ID card holder to access the flight line.
Okay.
Okay, so that's the only way that you'll get down there to see it. But we've invited all these schools to come down, and not only do they get to see the air show, but they get to see some pretty neat stuff. Last year we had representation from some of the NASA Space Centers, all kinds of science, technology, engineering, and math, as well as the arts. So STEAM, you know, innovative experiences that our high school kids, local area students could experience.
What a great field trip that would be.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't have good field trips like that when I was in high school. That just never sounds got like so like much that. Fun.
This is a really unique one. There's going to be more on that later. But
yeah.
Just for your information and everybody who's listening out there, that's something that we're putting together. And Miss Brockway and her team have done a great job of getting that all up to speed and ready to rock and roll.
And then you have the backdrop of the practice day for the air show. So the planes are flying.
Okay, even better.
Right, and the Blue Angels generally will fly an hour early so that they'll fly before the students have to head back to school. So what a great field trip, you know.
I'm saying, that's a really
awesome.
That's right. Amazing. Good for you for putting that together. That's really wonderful.
Yeah, we're still, it's in the planning processes, but starting to get a little real. We're like 100 days out.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, from the air
show. I'm trying to get my mind around the fact that it's August 1st this Friday.
It's a little crazy.
What happened to summer?
I know, it's a little crazy, isn't it?
What happened? Well, this is exciting. If someone's just joined us, we're talking with our friends from NAS Pensacola, the, believe it or not, the upcoming November air show, and tickets are going on sale this Friday, August 1st, and it's naspensacolaairshow.org.
Yes, ma'am.
I got it memorized.
Well, you did get
on Monday morning. That's pretty good. I'm going to pat myself on the back.
That's a win and a half right there. Right. I need another cup of coffee before I can do that.
Fantastic. So, Debbie, anything else you'd like to tell us about what you do with MWR?
We're here to support the service members. That's, mm-hmm. you know, we want to make sure that they have everything they need so they can go out and do the job that they need to do.
That's fantastic that you're there and you're taking care of thousands of people, basically. Is that from what
yes,
you're telling
every
me?
Every day.
Every day. And I just have to take care of me and my little studio in here. I feel sort of insignificant. Well, I think it's fantastic what you do. Bruce, you always they keep you busy. What do you have to do now as the summer goes on? Do you get any time off, or are you running around like a madman?
It never stops. That's one of the great things about any media-related activities. It does not adhere to that 9-to-5 schedule. So
right.
We're always out and about. The commanding officer of Naval Air Station Pensacola, Captain Shauna Newman, absolutely adores being in Pensacola. And so, you know, there's a lot of appearances and things that she does and events that she goes to, and we try to keep her pulse on all of that. So make sure that she's out there and knowledgeable about the community and mm-hmm. all the great support that this place offers to the installation, you know. Still can't believe it's next year's going to be 200 years.
That's hard to believe. 200 years. 200 years. Yeah.
And now, I wasn't around, you know, when that happened, when that started. Okay. So, but I have been here
neither
for a second.
Neither was I, just saying. Well, it's amazing because I think we have a very special relationship with NAS Whiting, NAS Pensacola, all Navy installations in this area. It plays an integral role here in Pensacola. And I love it because it says a lot when everybody that was there wants to come back and retire here.
Yes,
doesn't
ma'am.
That say a lot?
Unreal. The amount of individuals whose knowledge of this installation that stems, you know, for some of these people way back into the 1950s and 60s
I know.
You know, they've watched this place grow and become what it is today.
I have a friend that was a T6 trainer back in the 60s.
Okay.
I mean, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's incredible.
But their corporate knowledge is something that we rely on, and that sort of thing. You know, that sort of, those sorts of relationships are what make this place so great,
mm-hmm.
what make Pensacola and the communities around. Just that's what makes it so much fun for us and keeps us going.
Well, Debbie Brockway, I got that correct, I hope?
Yes.
Bruce Cummins, thank you both so much for coming in on this Monday morning. Tickets go on sale, y'all. Do the date and time again for Bruce real quick.
Yeah, for the November 7th and 8th Homecoming Air Show, the tickets are going to go on sale August 1st, that's this Friday.
All right. Thanks so much for being here. We really appreciate all you do. Thank you so much for your service to our community and our nation.